Hi, New Life. I'm making this video because Sam asked me to, and actually he asked me to make a video to talk about the church that I'm in every day, which until he pointed it out earlier this week, never occurred to me or any of the other people that I meet with was a church. So here I am, and getting ready to head over there now. It's early in the morning, it's raining, my hair is wet, and I just don't really know where to start except to tell you that I get to meet with two amazing women 5 days a week before work, and we work on campus, we work at the university, we work in research, we work in departments that both have the name research in them. I'm a compliance specialist. My job is to make sure that scientific and engineering research is occurring within the confines of the government regulations, and we have been called and blessed to come together and pray 5 days a week before work, and it's really changed my life. It has, I've felt the favor of God in my everyday life, and knowing that I'm where He wants me to be in that moment and that He's with me right then. If nothing else, I have this moment every day. We've dealt with a lot of heavy things in there. We've prayed for nearly everyone we know. We used to keep a list. My job is to make sure that scientific and engineering research is occurring within the confines of the government regulations, and we have been called and blessed to come together and pray 5 days a week before work, and it's really changed my life. It has, I've felt the favor of God in my everyday life, and knowing that I'm where He wants me to be in that moment and that He's with me right then. If nothing else, I have this moment every day. We've dealt with a lot of heavy things in there. We've prayed for nearly everyone we know. We used to keep a list of who to pray for and try to address that every morning, but we have evolved beyond that, and we know that the Lord will have us speak to Him the way He would like us to speak to Him every day, and really I just want to show you my church and to where it is and who I'm with, and so I'm going to break this up into two parts, which I was not instructed to do, and I figure that if you have a pause right now, that maybe I should apologize for it, but really with all of the technical expertise you have around there, if someone like Tyler Norris can't figure out how to splice together a couple of iPad videos made by a rogue woman, then the problem's not really mine. So next we'll get back with a video so you can see my church and see who I'm meeting with, and I just wanted to share that with you too. Okay, so this is the room where we meet. This is Monica's office, and she's over here on the right, and this is Monica on the left. And I'm going to come in a little closer. Monica is the one who called us down to this, or felt the Lord calling, and so I'm just going to ask her to tell about that a little bit.
Well, I have always prayed for God to be audible to me, and I always was kind of envious of everybody that was saying, I hear the Spirit saying this, and I hear the Lord saying this. And one day I was walking into my kitchen, I was at home alone, and very audible I could hear, you need to pray. And I was like, okay. And I said, I need to pray. And he was like, yeah, you need to pray at the beginning of your day. You need me to be able to order your day. And he said, you need to get in contact with Monica and Brandy, see if they want to join, but I'm calling you to pray. I said, okay, well, it's just that simple. All right, I'll do that. And so the next day or so, I got in contact with Brandy and Monica and asked them if they wanted to come and pray over our day in the morning. And when we originally thought, we set out and asked what the prayer requests were and what praise reports were, and we thought that we were supposed to be praying over other people more so than praying for ourselves and I never would have thought that the Lord would allow it to grow to the point where he was dealing with us. And we never thought that it would ever be where we would come from different backgrounds and all that kind of thing. Very uncommon. Women would come together and be so common together. That we would always find ourselves at a place and at a point, always in the same position. Something, some storm, something going on in our lives that caused us to be very similar. And where we started off with a prayer list, then we began to just pray in the Spirit and how the Spirit would lead us. And in the Lord guiding us that way, then in us being blessed, it blessed everybody else and the circumstances and whatever was on the prayer list. We don't even pull the list out anymore. But the Lord has been able to take care of all of those things. And so my dad always taught me, he said, if you be about the Father's business, he is more than capable of taking care of yours. And so I believe that that's what God had called us to do. He called us to come and pray, and in obedience we came to pray. And needless to say, we haven't had to worry about our business. We haven't had to worry about him supplying our needs. We haven't had to worry about the things that have come up in our lives per se. He's dealt with us so much. And then in him blessing us, then we've been able to bless somebody else. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I believe that's the gist of what the church stands for. And I thank God for Sam putting it in perspective that way. We never really looked at it like that, but that was a blessing to even look at it in that regard. I never thought this would be like a planning of a church, but essentially that's really what it is. And I thank God for that.
Thanks.
I think she said it all.
Okay, thanks.